Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, it's 10 o'clock on ESPN 97.5. John and Del now for the rest of the way. Another hour here on ESPN 97.5. I mean, I see some people that are outraged. Sark got 6 years, $34.2 million. And?
Yeah, what's the problem?
I don't know.
The amount of money?
No, the 6 years.
Number of years? Texas don't care about any of that stuff.
Oh, they're going to pay off Tom Herman 15? Oh, well.
Oh, well. And the staff, who cares?
Who cares?
I was telling you before we came back that people were saying, how could you fire Herman when you didn't get Urban Meyer? You didn't get a clear upgrade. You got Sark, who asked some questions. And the money was so much to get rid of Herman. I was like, what? Texas don't have issues with money. If they think they want to make a move, money won't stop them. Why do you this is a college podcaster thing. People, they keep point, college football media keeps pointing to the money like that's a prohibitive thing. Oh, they're going to have to pay out that much money to get rid of Herman and then hire Steve Sarkisian. Oh, well, it's Texas. They don't care about that stuff.
So I heard there's somebody in the business. I'm not going to mention who, but actually someone in the college football business, big in the business, said, huh, so they go from Tom Herman to Steve Sarkisian. That's like going from TGIF Fridays to Applebee's. You didn't like it at TGIF? Really? Well, you just, so you're going to like it that much more at Applebee's?
Maybe. Really? Maybe I like the ambiance more. Maybe I like the environment. Though maybe the waiters are much nicer. Maybe they're not checking on urine at Applebee's.
Maybe they don't check. Well, then, what about Chili's? Should we go to Chili's?
Who's that?
I mean, it's all Chili's, the same thing.
Is Chili's Matt Campbell? Who's Chili's?
I don't think Chili's. Is Chili's Matt Campbell?
I don't know. Who's Chili's in this scenario?
Well, I would disagree in this, is that Tom Herman was an up-and-coming. He won a national championship with his third-string quarterback at Ohio State. He took... He won 15 games in 2016 with the Cougs and beat Florida State in a New Year's Day bowl. I mean, now he did it with Tony Levine's players, but he still did it, right? He still coached those guys that Tony Levine was not coaching as well.
Yeah, they went 13-1 in his first year there. The 13-1, yeah. Won a Peach Bowl. The thing about Herman is what. Because some people are program builders. Some people are the quick change where they can take you from one level to another level. Me, like Saban can walk into a place and within two seasons, yeah, they're a national title contender. Herman, maybe Texas thought Herman was that because of what he did at Houston. Didn't have a long time to bring his own players in, but at least in that first year and partly through the second year, that team was talked about nationally. Maybe they thought he can come in here and flip a switch.
Yeah. No. How many? I mean, that's how, isn't it? That how, look at that, was Urban Meyer's trajectory, right?
Yes.
You go from, where was he?
Bowling Green.
Was it Bowling Green?
I think so.
Western, whatever. But Western Bowling Green.
Some MAC school.
Akron. The Zips. He was there, and then he went to Utah, and he won. And then he goes on to Florida, and he wins big.
Ohio State. And won immediately.
That's the trajectory. And so to think that, you know, that was it was a good hire.
Yes.
Regardless of the outcome of what Tom Herman did at Texas, he was a good hire.
It was the correct hire at the time, and we know college programs love when a guy has previous ties, and he had been at Texas before. It felt like the perfect fit. You thought you had everything you could want. Not only did you get Tom Herman, but you beat LSU for him. They wanted him too, and he decided to pick your school. And you felt like,
how much of that did you think you created a market? Well, actually, yeah. I mean, that whole thing was so odd with Les Miles, and they fired him, and then they didn't. And
yeah, it was a weird year all around at LSU. I don't fault Texas for hiring Tom Herman. It's just he didn't live up to what they expected, and now it's Sark's turn. And I'm not sure what the magic formula is at Texas, other than, you know, when Mac did it, he found he recruited talent. A lot of guys went to the NFL, but he also found two generational talents almost back to back at quarterback. And Colt McCoy is not even a generational talent; he just happened to be a Texas quarterback legend. I mean, Vince had all the requisite skills you think, and that's why he got drafted so high. Colt was just this phenomenon, but he wasn't. He was a guy thought of well, but he wasn't a measurable guy.
No.
But he was their guy. He was legendary there. And Mac did that almost back to back and had a long sustained run. Is that what Texas needs? You need a quarterback. But is that the only way for Texas to be really good? Other programs are good and really good without having legendary status quarterbacks.
Yeah, Alabama.
Yeah, for
Alabama
years.
Alabama forever didn't have a quarterback.
Yeah. They had guys.
Just guys.
So it's not impossible to be really good. Now, maybe to win a national title, you need more than just a guy. But to be...
Unless you're Alabama.
Yeah. Well, and now Alabama, who I don't know what Mac Jones would be.
But they were winning national championships.
Yes, but in this new era in the playoff, you look at all the guys, they're a top two picks, and then Mac Jones maybe a first rounder, and then Ian Book. And Texas is not even Notre Dame. Like, Notre Dame is proven. You don't need to be great at the quarterback position to be good in college football right now. Maybe not elite, but good. And Texas doesn't even have a good level.
Yeah, it really sure does help.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about you can be good without finding a top quarterback. Ian Book is a prime example, and Texas can't even reach that level. So what's the formula there? What's the issue?
Well, let's not forget Sam Ellinger was the preseason Heisman favorite, was one of the preseason Heisman favorite, and the preseason Big 12 Player of the Year. And yet? Meh.
You're still...
And meh.
You could have lost, four Big 12 games if Texas Tech doesn't poo down their leg?
Well, and is that on Herman, or is that on... He had Sam Ellinger, who was a coach killer.
It's on Herman. He selected that coach killer.
Well...
Yeah. Well, over-recruit him. Go find a guy who's better.
Well,
there's no guarantee that Sam Ellinger has to start every year. Go recruit a guy who's better. And he never did that.
No. Well, but the problem is, Sam Ellinger's a sophomore. He's already starting here for 2 years. I'm not going there.
True, but unless Tom Herman, that's where you have to start selling kids. You have to start telling them, look, if you come in, you're going to get a chance to play. I mean, Jalen Hurts was the freshman of the year. I think he was even player of the year's freshman year. And you know what? Saban still got Tua to come in.
But that's Alabama.
Well, that's what Texas thinks. Well, that's what Texas thinks they're supposed to be. So it can be done.
Guess what Texas isn't?
Well, by the way, Sam Ellinger was a fine player, but it's not like Jalen Hurts was in the playoff. Sam Ellinger wasn't leading his team to the playoff, so it wasn't like you couldn't say to a guy, you can take us to another level. He just never found a quarterback who was better. And that's probably more his downfall than anything else. There's some other issues, certainly, but Sam Ellinger shouldn't be there for 4 years if he's not good enough. You're Texas. Go find a better quarterback.
Brother Bear says, not so sure about Sark at Bevo. Would have preferred Meyer.
Well no, everyone duh. Would have preferred Meyer.
No, duh.
Yeah, sure.
Come on, dude.
Thanks for that.
Wow. Everybody would have preferred Meyer.
Texas would have preferred Meyer.
Yeah, everybody. Oh, really? You're going to take Meyer over Sark? Come on, Brother Bear. No one's so sure about Sark right now.
Yes.
Again, you just got Applebee's instead of Chili's.
And you hope Applebee's has a new dish that you haven't heard of.
You hope you get better service, and their chicken is fresher.
And maybe they're nicer to you. Yeah.
Which
apparently might have been an issue at Texas, too.
Yep. All of that might have been an issue. 713-780-3776, if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5, you are more than welcome to do that. As long as we're still on Texas, and we'll talk Texans on the other side as long as we're still in Texas. Muschamp not going. Will Muschamp will not be their defensive coordinator. No. He has turned them down. It's interest to me. That's interesting. You know, Sarkisian. Well, he had to. He had his tail between his legs because of the alcoholism thing, and so he had to go. Lane Kiffin, you know, had 14 jobs, head coaching jobs, and then he had to go to Alabama. There's talk of Bill O'Brien going to Alabama and being the offensive coordinator there under Nick Saban to rebuild. It's a place for rehabbing. It's actually Alabama rehab for coaches.
Butch Jones went there, and didn't he just get a job?
Yeah.
Or was he in the running for a job?
Jeremy Pruitt. I don't know that he.
There's some issues, alleged issues at off the field at Florida State. But when he was the DC,
Kirby Smart, you know what he did.
Yeah, Butch Jones is the head coach at Arkansas State. You go there after failing or whatever, and a couple years, the Nick Saban shine, and now you're a coach again.
So where does Tom Herman land after you're the Texas head coach? Do you have to go and rehab as an offensive coordinator? Like Will Muschamp just said, no, I ain't going. I ain't going to go be a DC.
Yeah, he's had two premier jobs. Well, Florida certainly, South Carolina relatively so, and didn't work out. Although he did win a couple title games in at Florida, I think. SEC title games, I think. At least one. Where does Tom Herman go? He's going to, would a coordinator job at the NFL level be good enough? I don't know if he fits that system, the NFL. He probably would take a lower level head coaching job, maybe take a year off. And wait.
Probably do some TV.
Possible. I don't know if he wants to, but yeah, sure. And then maybe a Colorado level, not that Colorado would call, but a Colorado level top job comes. A Power 5 job, but not at a top, not the top tier of the Power 5. Right. And you go, look, let me take my shot here.
I wonder if his reputation isn't scarred a little, though, from the players, his own players negative recruiting, everybody leaving the program right away when he got there, not being down with him, the guys. Of course, it was a country club when he got there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so surprising with Charlie Strong. He took over for Charlie Strong, who is the least country club guy ever. But I wonder if it isn't scarred a little bit that he doesn't even have – that he's even going to get a Colorado job.
I don't know. College football is very forgiving. Giving guys jobs again, and as much as he didn't work out at Texas, the record's fine. I mean, not good enough for what Texas wants, but he wasn't a disaster at Texas. He'll win you bowl games. People love that type of stuff, and no scandal. He doesn't have that attached to his resume as far as public on field or off field stuff. So I think he'll get a job. It's just what he's willing to accept, because he was on the upward trajectory, and does he want to drop to he can go coach in the Big Ten and go coach, I don't know,
Purdue.
If that came open, would he want to do that?
Probably.
If he wants to be a head coach immediately, that's the job he's going to take.
Yep.
But if he wants to be an OC, he could be an OC at a premier school.
Yeah, but I don't think he'd do that. No, I think you wait for a Purdue or Minnesota
but the deal is, does he want to go to a place,
Wake Forest,
where he knows now a lot of those places you'll be limited, but Purdue, there's a certain level and you're always going to
be
behind.
He could recruit in those places.
He's still going to be behind. He's still going to lose battles at Penn State, Michigan State. I mean, not Michigan State, but Michigan and Ohio State. It's just what he wants. What does he want to do?
Yeah, but we'll see if you can outcoach him then. I mean, he outcoached a lot of people when he was at Houston lesser talent.
And outcoach Gary Patterson.
No,
more talent.
No, but he with more talent. No, he's better as an underdog. He always has been. As a favorite at Texas, he was terrible. As an underdog throughout his career, at Ohio State, he won a national championship as a huge underdog.
Maybe his
deal. At University of Houston, he was a huge underdog. Oklahoma and Florida State. At Texas, when he was an underdog, he won. But when he was a favorite,
maybe his deal is that type of thing speaks to the type of kid that responds to him. And maybe that's what he needs. Maybe I don't know. You know who might need a coach next year? UCF. That Heupel thing's not working out.
No.
And you know UCF can get you a major job. Scott Frost turned it into one. UCF would be a place he could actually do really well at.
1014 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, 713-780-3776. We'll get back to Texans on the other side.
Well, hello. To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Most definitely. I mean, Tim, over the past 2 years, I've really taken my game to a whole nother level. As far as just knowledge, reading defenses, understanding run points and run schemes, understanding the way of, different concepts and different situations. So his knowledge of just the game of football is very, very bright. And, he really helped me take my game, especially this year, the best football I've played in my career.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see, because Deshaun is going to be part of the process. Do you get a defensive-minded coach and a guy who comes in here and says, I don't care that you want Tim Kelly? I'm fine with Tim Kelly. I watched what you've done, Deshaun, this year, and I'm fine with Tim Kelly being our offensive coordinator. I'm going to help. Obviously, I'm the head coach, and I'll have say over everything, but I won't interfere with what Tim Kelly is doing. I'm sure Romeo Crennel didn't interfere with anything Tim Kelly did this year. What's Romeo Crennel going to tell Tim Kelly? Although I think that's such a that's crazy that a defensive well you're a defensive coach, so what do you know? Because wait a minute, what do I do all day long? I watch offenses. I try to stop offenses, so I know what's really really hard, what's really really tough to stop. So I actually do have some thoughts on what we're doing offensively. So I think that's overplayed that, it's a defensive coach, so he wouldn't have much say on the offensive side of the ball. But I could certainly see that if it did turn out to be a Robert Saleh, let's say. And Robert Saleh he doesn't have much leverage. Oh, no, I'm bringing my guy in here. Well, Robert Saleh, Deshaun would really like Tim Kelly. All right, then. I'm good with that. I'm pretty good. Okay. Especially a young guy. Now, if it's Joe Brady, it's a different story. If you bring in a Joe Brady is the guy that's going. Now, whether or not he could say, well, I think I can work with Tim Kelly. The two of us could work together. Deshaun likes him. I've got my offensive schemes that I really like that we're going to do here. And Tim Kelly, we could use his brain as well. I really like a guy who isn't afraid to have smart people around him. Seems like Tim Kelly's a pretty sharp guy. Seems like Tim Kelly knows what he's doing. I mean, he did a hell of a job with Deshaun after Bill O'Brien left. He took the shackles off, took the handcuffs off, and was able to get Deshaun have his best season as a pro. So if a Joe Brady came in here, and Deshaun wanted, can we keep Tim Kelly? Sure, we can keep Tim Kelly. More minds in the room, the better.
The process is wrong if whoever they hire to be their head coach is told who to keep. Now, I know Deshaun will have input, but if you're trusting this guy to lead your franchise, and despite what the GM, his role will be, the head coach is a leader of your team and your franchise. The face, all those things. If whoever they hire wants Tim Kelly, great. If he says no, I have my mind set on someone else, then that's his decision. As much as great as Deshaun has been with Tim Kelly, I don't want to bring the head coach in and then tell him who his staff should be. Now you have to hope, because this is the guy you're trusting, that he makes the correct hire. But I don't remember any of these scenarios where you tell the guy who to keep and that working out.
Well, I could certainly see that at the college level. I could certainly see that in Jacksonville, where they're going to have a new quarterback. I can certainly see that at other places. But taking Deshaun's opinion on things And if Deshaun is you know, says, really like Tim Kelly. Now Deshaun probably go, wait a minute, Joe Brady's got, he's doing pretty good things. I mean, you know, if Tim Kelly doesn't fit with Joe Brady, okay, you know, I could see that. I could see, but if it's a case of, you know, Deshaun says, man, sure would be nice to have Tim Kelly here too, or whatever.
And I would say, yeah, it would be nice, and I'll consider it.
Yeah.
That's all. I mean, we don't have to. I mean, we're just gone through this with the Rockets, where the two stars were allegedly upset that they weren't given input. You can give Deshaun all the input and let him know that his opinion will be taken into consideration. But I'm still the head coach, and if I think I like a guy better, so be it. But take an honest approach to the entire situation. Yeah. Inform Deshaun of some other guys you're looking at, and maybe he might like that guy. Who knows?
Awfully difficult for a young guy to have that kind of, especially a guy in his first job. That said, I think McVay walked in and said, this is how we're going to do it. I think LaFleur walked in and said,
and he had a Hall of Famer contend with,
who wanted wide receivers, and they just said, nah.
Yeah.
We're going to get another quarterback.
And then we'll draft a power back.
Yeah.
When you would really like more weapons on the outside. That's how it's supposed to be done. I mean, we have an issue in the city already handing over too much control to a superstar. I'm not saying Deshaun's the apparent off-the-field malcontent that James Harden has got the reputation for. I'm not putting that on him. But
how much booty how big a booty does Deshaun like?
Whatever he chooses, I assume. He can get as big or as small as he'd like.
Well, he's got a girlfriend.
Yes, that as well. That's the other scenario. Yeah. But
I think incorporate, that's important in the equation.
Is it really? You can incorporate him into the decision, but at the end of the day, I'm head coach. I'm hiring who I want to hire, and I'm going to make sure you guys are in lockstep, because, sure, I want you to be happy, but you're not telling me what to do here.
Right. No, yeah, I get it. But listen, 3 years from now, and you're still the head coach.
And if you're winning games, Deshaun's going to leave.
And Deshaun says, yeah, great. When I wanted something, what'd you do?
Oh, well.
Guess what? You want me to stay?
Deshaun is begging. Listen to him. He's probably begging for leadership in this organization.
He is.
One guy. And if he believes in the guy they hire and he says this is how it's going to go, Deshaun would, from public comments, it's like, please, someone come in here and take control and have one vision.
That quote from Deshaun, you can play it again, as a matter of fact. Because for those of you who haven't heard it, yesterday Deshaun was talking about the organization. You don't have to play the whole thing, going all the way down to him talking about Bieniemy. But play this, Deshaun talking about the power in the organization.
We just need a whole culture shift. We just need new energy. We need discipline. We need structure. We need a follower or a leader, so we can follow that leader as players. And that's what we need. And, you know, we got to have, you know, the love of just not just the game of football, because that's what we do, but the love for people and the people in this organization. We all got to be on the same page. There's too many different minds. And too many different ideas, and too many people thinking that they have this power, and it's not like that.
That to me is pretty damn telling.
So I don't think he would really object to someone coming in here with a vision, saying this is how it's going to be done, and I want you to be part of it because you are my guy. But I'm the leader. Follow me, and we'll get things done. I think he's looking for that. He just told us he is.
Yeah. Well, it sure would be nice again. If Ozzie Newsome would take that job, you want to talk about a guy that everybody would look to in this organization. And I know he's 64 years old, but he's got a plan for his successor in place. He hires him right away, grooms him for 3 years. Ozzie structures the entire organization, and no one in the organization could possibly question his credentials or his knowledge or his abilities. I mean, if you had a boss like that, someone to come in here and just take over, and we're all of this back, all of this infighting, all of this, all these backstabbings, all of these conversations behind the scenes, all of that would disappear. I mean, you want to talk about getting it right. That would be a perfect scenario.
Well, if you're hiring Ozzie Newsome, then Ozzie Newsome's hiring your head coach. You're not going to hire a separate. Yeah, that's how it'll work. You'll just wait until.
Can you hire
Ozzie now if you want it?
Listen, are you telling me that they're going to hire the head? Is there any chance that they hire the head coach before they hire the general manager? There cannot be any.
Why couldn't there be?
Because there's no chance.
Then what? Oh, sure there is, because they're hiring. I know you want to get out in front, get your preliminary interviews out of the way. Because
you've got to have a structure that is actually the way an NFL organization is supposed to be structured.
So they're going to
owner, general manager, head coach.
So they're going to interview head coaching candidates in these preliminary interviews, then hire a GM, and then he's going to conduct his own preliminary interviews and whittle it down? Or are they going to say, look, we talked to these eight guys and four of them fit, now you figure it out? Or are they going to let him pick a guy? Are they going to give him finalists or let him pick finalists himself?
Yes.
Yes, what?
All of
Which
those.
One?
All of them.
No, the
Here's
one.
The guys we really like. Who do you really, what do you want to do?
If the way you want it done, you know, the correct way, even if they're talking to guys, if the GM who they hire says, I don't like any of those guys, then you start over.
Yeah.
We'll see. Yeah. You think they have that in them?
Yes, that's exactly right.
Okay.
Because you hire a general manager that is going to run your organization. That's what you do.
Not here.
I don't want to hear.
The coach hires the GM here.
Man.
I don't know if you've heard.
And quite frankly, I think Carolina's doing it wrong, having Matt Rhule as the search committee for a general manager. That's a bass-ackwards. It's bass ackwards.
This is what happens.
We did that here. It's stupid. It's not the way it's done. Gary Kubiak doesn't hire the GM. Now you don't know what the damn power structure is. And we've had, and it absolutely is not how an organization is.
This is, well, if you hire, they better not hire that head coach first, because the head coach, or even get down the road where they feel really good about a guy first, because they're still going to have to. Does this head coach like working with this guy?
Yeah.
Will he work with him? You can't go that far down the road. In fact,
everybody's pointing fingers. Well, it's his fault. I didn't like this guy.
And if you're a head coaching candidate,
I didn't want him as my head coach. Well, I didn't like him. He sucks as a GM.
And if you're a head coaching candidate, you want to know who you're going to work with. So does the head coaching candidate go, you know what? I can't take your job because I don't want to work with this guy. They better hire the GM first and then let him hire.
It would be typical if that's what they did. Oh, do something right. Do it right. 10:30 ESPN 97.5.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. We haven't talked about this Von Miller story, Del. It's not good. So, I guess this broke last night. His ex-fiancée releases text messages he allegedly sent her while she was pregnant. Do you see these?
I have not.
Yeah. He says ugly things in them.
He does?
Yeah.
That's surprising.
I was so disappointed in myself. I'm just so disappointed. This is the biggest mistake of my life. I'm honestly praying for a miscarriage. Bleeping disappear, get an abortion. You so bleeping whack for this.
This is his ex-fiance, or at least current at the time of the
yes,
text?
Ex-fiance.
So is there anything that implies that he was, I'm putting it in quotes, tricked into a pregnancy? What's he so, why?
No, I think they were together for a while. She says, you know, you tried to get me pregnant for years.
And now he doesn't want her to be pregnant and he's upset with it now?
Yeah, apparently. Hmm. Or they had a falling out.
And now he doesn't want to have a baby with her anymore.
Yeah.
Huh.
He says ugly things. He didn't do anything, so it's a text message.
It's a text message, yes.
Yeah. It says ugly, ugly things, though. He's got for an Aggie, he's got a filthy mouth.
What does that mean for an Aggie? Aggies don't curse?
No. No, I've never heard an Aggie curse.
Well, I'm looking at it, yeah. I mean, multiple times talking about praying for a miscarriage.
Yeah. And ugly other stuff. I should have left your dog ass in the streets.
Mm.
Hmm. I hate you. I wasted my time with you. I mean, there's ugliness in this. So, you know, it's kind of, who knows what happened between the two of them? You know, you don't know. She may be. He has some kind of accusation where he said she was touching some guy's head. But by that, I mean his head. And she said she was just pointing. But he said, you were touching her. Well, you were touching him. And I don't know if that set him off. He's a very jealous guy. I don't know. I don't know if she's a hoe. I don't know.
Yeah, you touched his effing head. Yeah. You didn't point. Can't trust you. You effing liar. I hate you. You never change. You'll forever be what you are. Bleep you and everything you stand for. P. You lying B, that's all you ever will be. F you. Mm-mm-mm.
I know way too much about this relationship now.
What about the final text on Bro Bible from December 12th where he tweets something about being excited and wants for sex. He goes, I'm so horny. You want to bleep and make up? Look, all the other stuff is awful. But that's the most embarrassing thing he said. That final, hey, I know of all those things I said to you, but
yeah.
Would you like to have sex with me still?
Right. I'm so horny. You want to and make up?
Man. I've never, thankfully, never been in the position where I felt this way about someone.
Did you see above that go higher in that same stream?
Uh-huh.
Is rock hard?
That's what I said. Yeah, that's why I avoided saying that. He's aroused and wanted to have sex.
Yeah, yeah.
Look, I've never been in a position where at least anybody's gotten me so mad that I would put things like this in a text. But man, at some point you got to be like, you know what? I'm just going to put my phone down. I guess you're in such a rage. You don't think of what these type of things will do. In this type of social media age where she could easily just take him till you're just so upset, but man.
Well, at least this didn't happen face to face. It's a better situation.
Certainly.
You want to say these things?
They're ugly, but they're not criminal.
No.
And he didn't threaten to, at least from what I can tell, from what I've seen, threaten to hurt her. He's, from his quotes, he's upset. But I don't think God's going to fulfill his wish. I don't think those two prayers that he was looking for. I'm not sure that's going to go down for him.
Yeah, I don't know. As a matter of fact, is the baby born yet? Or
I don't know where they are as far
as. But somebody underneath all this, but a bunch of people dancing and partying. This is her when the baby's born. She's getting all that. She's getting that cash.
That is the game beyond the game.
Yep, it is. Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's a bad look for Von Miller, and the best you can say is these are words, and they appear to have been strictly words, and they didn't escalate into anything further. Yeah. So it looks like everyone is okay. Von Miller's not going to enjoy his offseason, at least not the start of his offseason so much, because he's going to have to deal with that. And of course, you always have to respond with either you've been hacked or whatever. He says in response, fake news, LOL. The reality of somebody leaving you make some people literally crazy. Classic trap. Well, I mean, it is your number, is it? Is he disputing that he sent these things? Because that's not fake.
No.
Is he disputing that he wanted her back? I'm not sure what he's disputing. What's fake?
Don't forget, he was so horny, you know.
Look,
You so horny.
As guys, when you get to that point, you're not thinking clearly.
No, you're not.
You're not really. You don't remember what you're saying, what you're doing. I mean, why do you think strip clubs have such an advantage? Guys, oh, you want me to go to the bank? You want me to get that $20 fee and then still take money out of the ATM? Sure.
They got all the leverage.
It's not great for Von Miller. Hopefully, these two find a way to reconcile their differences, particularly if a baby is born. Now he's a father.
Yeah. Sometimes that works in your advantage, sometimes not.
I just hope for the child's sake, if there is one born, I'm not sure the status, that Von Miller approaches it with, you know what, I wasn't happy about this, but now I have a newborn child, and this is good. Hopefully. I don't know. Now, me, I'd be like,
he seems angry.
Currently, he's angry. Yes, those texts are. But if the baby is born, then maybe, you know, you look into that baby's eyes, like, oh, that's me looking back at me. I don't know. I don't have the fatherly instincts, but that's what I've seen on TV. John, when you looked into your first child's eyes, you're like, that's me staring back at me.
No, it was a girl. I knew it
Even
wasn't
still,
me.
I know it wasn't you, but still, that is part of you that's staring back at
no,
you.
No, absolutely you feel that.
Yeah, so hopefully.
You don't know. You'll never know how that feels.
And I'll never know how this feels either. I've made my stance pretty clear on a lot of things.
Yeah. Unless you.
Look, I'm not an NFL.
Unless something's defective.
Look, I don't have to worry about it considering my career path. I don't think anyone's going to be like, man, I really want to trap this guy. I'm not Von Miller. I don't have to worry about that. So I don't have the same.
They want you for your personality.
That's not going to help pay the bills. You don't trap a guy because of his personality. You trap him because he was an all pro. That's why you trap him. If you're trapping him,
you got that bag.
So
you got that 97.5 bag.
A bag of what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think anyone's ever said that seriously before. So you're continuing the streak of saying it jokingly. Ugly situation. Hopefully for everyone's sake, things will work out. And if Von Miller has a kid, he'll look at that kid and go, I love you.
Or he'll go Larry Bird. Never want to see you.
Oh, well, there's that scenario, too.
There's that one. 1042 ESPN 97.5. News of the Weird coming your way next. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Del, there's a Seattle dad that's in some trouble. He's called the Bean Dad. Have you heard the story?
I saw that thing become an issue on Twitter. I just didn't read into it. I just kept scrolling.
So he's doing a jigsaw puzzle. His 9-year-old daughter is hungry, so she wants a can of beans, baked beans. And so he said, "Okay, well, here's a can opener. Figure it out how to open this can of. Well, how do you do it? Well, it's a can opener. Figure it out." He apparently put all of it on Instagram.
So how old was the child?
9.
Okay.
It took her 6 hours.
Ooh.
6 hours to figure it out. Now he's become the Bean Dad. There are a couple of questions here, first of all. Is it bad parenting to make the kid figure out how to open the can of beans so that she can eat?
If your kid comes to you and says, I'm hungry, can I have something to eat? And as a 9-year-old, and your response is to, here, find a way to open these beans without telling her how to open the beans? It's not great parenting.
First of all, is beans the only thing that you have? Because that would be a 9-year-old's, like, 80th choice.
Pretty much her last choice.
Yeah, pretty much. So that's poor parenting, that beans are her option to eat.
Well, providing her with beans, it doesn't have to always be about her choice or the kid's choice, but beans, it's a bad option. And then you ask her, after she opens them, is she going to have to cook them herself?
Yeah, she puts them in the pot and then cooks them. That's not a bad teaching moment.
No, but you teach her how to open the can.
You teach her how to do it.
You sit there as a parent.
What if she got lost in Antarctica? And she had to find she was alone on that show alone.
Uh-huh.
And she had to figure out a way to open up the beans. This is a teaching moment.
Yeah, but the people on a loan are adults, and you know they found out about things from their parents and then went forward in life.
And secondly, it took her 6 hours. Should this have been on TikTok or Instagram?
See, I knew you were going to go there at some point. I was just waiting for you to get to the point where we start questioning the daughter. At 9 years old, and a manual can open. It was a manual can opener, right? Uh-huh. He just handed her a can.
Yeah.
I don't put it past me at 9 to not know how to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know if it would have taken me 6 hours. Maybe. I don't know. I'm 9. And for the first time I'm opening a can of beans, I don't find any fault in the daughter. You're not going to push me there. Nope, not doing it.
Just asking.
No, I don't find any fault.
Is this a TikTok thing or not? Because that's only 14 seconds, right?
Yeah, it couldn't have lasted 6 hours. You can do TikTok lives that may go on for 6 hours. Yeah. I'm not sure. I think this is the fault squarely at the father.
Well, here's the thing. He says, somehow my story about teaching my daughter how to work out to use a can opener and overcome her frustration got over onto a version of Twitter where I'm being accused of child abuse. It's astonishing. My kid is fine, everybody. The only problem is now she wants to open every bleeping can in the house. So I think that maybe she is a little.
What? What is she?
I don't know.
If your 9-year-old, your 9-year-old comes to you and says, I'm hungry. You know what a teaching thing is?
My 9-year-old would have said.
She would have had, what's the maid's name was?
Loose.
Loose would open the can.
And then they'd throw it on the floor.
Loose. Open.
Clean it up.
Open this can of beans. Now clean it up because I don't like beans.
My kids would have never said, I want a can of beans.
Well, she didn't say it either. He gave her a can of beans.
Frankie would have said, go to Starbucks and pick me up one of their fancy sandwiches.
Yeah, I understand. But yeah. different children, obviously.
Now, you did not grow up in the North, so you don't know nothing about this.
No, I wouldn't.
So apparently a meteorologist says, do not eat icicles. We used to have hanging from the gutter.
You can rip one off,
oh,
right?
I mean, they're giant. They were huge, and you could eat them. Well, this meteorologist says, do not eat them. Actually says that they are made a lot of, you're eating bird poop if you're eating icicles. She has a very scientific, stomach-turning explanation on the frozen treat.
It's not a treat, by the way.
Well, actually, you know, when you were outside and you wanted some water, icicles would suffice.
Yeah, but it's not a treat.
Well, it was water.
Water's not a treat.
It was basically just eating
ice. Yeah,
it's
water, yeah.
But do you know how much bird poop I have in me right now, Del?
Well, I don't know if you have it. I think it distills and goes through you at some point, but probably more than you would have thought.
Yeah. Yeah. Way more. Okay? That is something that I did not know, and unfortunately, I still probably have a bird poop in me.
Ugh.
Did you hear that Tanya Roberts died?
I heard, and then she had, even her rep said she died, then she had to go, excuse me. I'm not dead.
Anyone talking after they've been declared dead is probably not dead.
Well, Herman Cain's Twitter account was tweeting after he was dead.
Well, that is true, but Herman Cain wasn't talking, was he?
No, he was not.
Apparently.
He is actually dead.
Tanya Roberts was a Bond girl.
She was also the mom, the hot mom of Adana on that 70s show.
Oh, she was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think that's Tanya Roberts.
Well, yeah, Tanya Roberts was hot back in the day. Yeah, she was on
that
70s
show. Yeah.
Yeah. And unfortunately, yesterday it came out she was dead. And today she said, excuse me, I'm not dead. So that's good news for all Tanya Roberts fans.
Yeah,
she's 60-some years old now. I don't know.
I mean, people might still like her, but even then, it might make you sad. Look. I don't know what you might have done watching Tanya Roberts. Some of you might have done. She was before my time, enjoying a Tanya Roberts production. But it might make you feel a little sad. You might have had some enjoyable moments watching Tanya Roberts. And now, if she died, you'd be like, huh, that one stings a little. Glad she's okay. Because I like that 70s show. She was pretty funny on it.
Artist Juliana Notari is in a little bit of trouble. Apparently, she has created a sculpture in Brazil on a hillside. She has made an 108-foot-long concrete vagina. And apparently, some people don't like that.
No one likes a long vagina.
Well, I'm sure every guy is like, I'm not sure I'm up for all that.
Look, I mean,
108 feet might be a little much.
Hey, look, I was blessed, but not that blessed,
no,
is what guys are saying.
No. I mean,
no one likes the thought of being inadequate. And if you say, yeah, see, no, a 108-foot long.
Listen, you, 108, I don't know. You got to be, even that dude that's sitting on the bedside.
He's not going to, he's not.
He's what, even like, he's wait, like,
wait a minute. It's a little bit of a challenge. Are there only guys that are upset, or is it like some morality thing that people are upset with that she created a long vagina?
Well, yeah, I don't know. But actually, and it's. You see the color and everything.
I mean, I can't call something that large lifelike.
But it's
the coloring is, man, fine.
Need Godzilla
or King Kong.
King Kong, what you doing? Yeah, I mean, that seems like it's a bit much for me. I don't know.
Look, I mean, it's an intimidating thing if you see that as a man.
Yeah, I don't want no part of that. Okay, I mean. Would you see it and feel good about it?
Not about myself.
No, not about yourself.
Well, also, I don't like the thought of walking on one either. Can't you walk on this thing?
I guess you could walk in it. Yeah.
Who wants to do that?
Dive in there. No,
see?
Make it a pool.
You can dance around things without actually just saying things like you say them. See, I was.
What
just,
about when it rains?
See?
What does Cardi B think about that?
See, I want to go home now. I think we all know what she thinks.
Del? Safest airlines?
Macaroni in a pot, John.
Safest airlines?
Is it United? Because I was just on United, and the flight was fine.
It was that United is actually 20th,
ooh,
which is not the rating I was looking for.
That doesn't feel good.
I mostly fly United.
I fly United all the time.
I know. Qantas, number one.
Oh, Qatar. Fancy ones.
Air New Zealand, Singapore. It takes a while to get
to an
Alaska
American?
Airlines is in 8th,
that the
but
first,
we never use that.
Yeah, that's the first American airline?
That's the first one. Hawaiian Airlines is 12th. Southwest is 13th. Delta, 14th. American, 15th. And then you get to United at 20th.
Why is United so unsafe?
I don't know, but that's the last one that they post.
I don't like it.
No.
I just flew back. I flew to L.A. on United and back. Great price. Only $111.
Yeah, that's why it's so cheap.
Because you could die at any point, apparently.
But if you... If the planes crash, doesn't that cost you more? Wouldn't they have to charge you more? Hey, listen, our planes are crashing all over the place.
We got to make it up.
We got to
make it up somehow.
We got to replace them.
Yeah, thankfully, my flight, United, was just great. A great experience.
Yeah. No. I don't like them in 20th.
No.
I'm going to tell you that right
true.
Now.
True. I think their rating should go up. Recency bias on my part. I just got off a plane. It was okay.
It was fine. All right, we're done. 10:56, ESPN 97.5. Press Box is next. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.
ESPN 97.5.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.